Blog Talk Radio.
Devon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all, but the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.
Well, welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Check out the website, travelingculturati.com. Now, Traveling Culturati is all about the style and culture of travel, and this week's culture report takes us to Mexico. We're exploring the existing cultures of Mexico. Now, you may have been there before, and you may be thinking that you know Mexico, but I'm here to tell you today there's a lot about Mexico and its different cultures that you don't know. And on the phone with me to tell us all about it is Ricardo Vilches, who is the Southeast Director for the Mexican Tourism Board. Hello, Ricardo, and welcome to the Traveling Culturati.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad to be here with you today. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I am always happy to explore different cultures, especially ones we think we know so much about. You know, Mexico is, you're our neighbors to the south, and we have a large influence and an influx of Mexicans in America, and we visit Mexico a lot, but I think there's so much about Mexico that we don't know. For example, it's a multicultural and it's a very diverse country.
The visitors, not only from the U.S., from all over the world, come to Mexico to enjoy the sun and beach, but as you mentioned, Mexico has much more than sun and beach. Mexico has many culture and different areas to visit and to learn from this diverse country that we are. So let me tell you, for instance, we have different regions. If you travel to the southeast, it is very common to go Cancun, Riviera Maya, and have these beautiful hotels. You also will recognize that there is a culture there of the Mayan people that actually, if you pay attention, that they are not talking Spanish. They are talking Mayan among them. So it's fantastic how these people preserve tradition because they are Mayans. Alive Mayans,
and I think that's something that we don't know. We think that the Mayan culture is an ancient one, but there are Mayans that are part of a current culture.
Yes, not only a Mayan. You know that we have 15 million people that are originally, let's say, Indians, because the Spanish called them that way. But we have still 15 million people that preserve their own culture, their own traditions, their own language, and are there in the Mexican society every day. And groups like the Tarahumaras in the north part of the country, the Huichol in the west side of Mexico, Mazahua, the Yaquis, the Zapotec people in the Oaxaca zone, and the Mayan in the southeast, and in the center of the country, well, there are Nahuatls. All these people speak their own language, and of course it's something that we feel really proud of them.
The Tarahumara name means where the night is the day of the moon. The people are Raramures, and it means the light-footed one. and refers to the oldest tradition of the Tarahumara Indians, and that is running. It's even possible that the ancestors of the Tarahumara Indians arrived from Asia, crossing the Bering Strait about 20,000 years ago. The Yaquis were in many parts of North America. By 1414, the Yaquis were organized into autonomous yet unified cultural and military groups. The Zapotecs are one of the oldest Mesoamerican cultures. They're also known as the Clouds People because they believed they had descended from supernatural beings that lived among the clouds. And when they died, they would return to live in the clouds. The Mayan civilization was one of the most dominant indigenous societies of Mesoamerica. The pre-classic Maya displayed more advanced cultural traits like pyramid building, city construction, and the inscribing of stone monuments. One of the more famous ones being Chichen Itza, a complex of Mayan ruins on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. And then there's the Nahuatl culture. It's a very ancient native group, which is still present today. The Nahuatl people developed before the Aztecs, but in Mexico, you can still find parts of their roots. You said that the indigenous population is 15 million.
All of the groups together are 15 million people. However, the major concentration of indigenous people is located in Oaxaca, that is in the southwest of Mexico. This concentration of so many cultures there, so many languages, make Oaxaca to be very rich in terms of cuisine. For instance, if you ask me what is your best cuisine in Mexico, is Oaxaca cuisine. Probably you have tried the mole, the Mexican mole. That is a fantastic dish with more than 50 different kind of chilies.
I have had some mole. Just to give a point of reference, guacamole is probably the biggest mole, or the one that we know the most here in the United States. It's mole, and then guaca is, of course, avocado. So what is the basis of mole?
The original mole has a mixture of ingredients that were originally from Mexico before the conquer of the Spaniards, and also other ingredients that came from Europe.
Mole in Spanish means to grind, but the Aztec word mole means sauce or mixture. And one of the seven classic moles of Oaxaca is black mole or mole negro, and it's typically served over chicken. It's made of nuts, chocolate, herbs, and spices, including charred stems and seeds of chiles. It's made into a thick paste and then thinned out with chicken stock.
You can have the best, as I mentioned, the best mole, the best cheese. There is a kind of taco that is called tlayuda, with T-L-A-Y-U-D-A-S, tlayuda, that has pork on it. And of course, you can have for drink a kind of tequila that is recognized as mezcal. That is pretty much the same agave plant, but different region. So we have in Oaxaca, we are very proud of Oaxacan cuisine because of all these combinations.
Now, you talked about a couple of other indigenous cultures. Do they differ a lot between the different indigenous cultures, or are there some similarities across them?
There are very similarities across this culture due to some point in the history. They trade and they live together. The different regions, they travel from one region to other region. They mix them and they learn from each other. So, however, the distance was far. So we can recognize, for instance, between the Yaquis in the north that are very tall people, pretty much like the American Indian that were more tall. And in the Mayan in the south are very short people. I love this part of Mexico, of Yucatan area where the Mayan people live. And that part of Mexico is a very romantic part of Mexico. In the Yucatan Peninsula, it's very close to Cozumel, Riviera Maya, and Cancun. All this area, is, as I told you, is very romantic. These people loves music, they enjoy the life, you will find more people wearing white and playing the marimba. The marimba is a kind of piano made of wood that they use some sticks in the hands to hit the different wood.
How does the food differ in that region?
In that region, the habanero chili, that is recognized as one of the hottest chilies. You know? It's an orange one, an orange chili, small, with a great taste. They use a lot of orange, habanero, and pork. So that combination, imagine that pork with the orange juice and the habanero and beans. Well, it's impressive. I'm starving now.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Makes me want some. I've had the habanero before, and I know it is very, very hot. Much hotter than the jalapeno, I can tell you that. But it does have a wonderful flavor, and I can just imagine pork marinated with orange juice and habanero. That sounds wonderful. What's the name of that dish?
That is called pukchuk.
Pukchuk.
It's a Mayan word. Write it down in order if you go there and ask pukchuk, which is amazing.
I will certainly do that. Now, let's talk about the traditions.
One important tradition is a dance. The dancers used to dance for many different reasons. You can find that in different cultures, the dancings are completely different. However, the purpose of the dance is pretty much the same. In one region, you can find that some indigenous are dancing to thank God for the wellness of the year. And they are dancing using masks, and usually they use very rich suits. When the Spanish church arrives, a lot of dancings become to celebrate the saints from the church. So you can have a different party every weekend in many towns of Mexico.
We have kind of shortchanged ourselves in visiting Mexico and not exploring all of the cultures. Of course, we love the sun and the sand because it is beautiful. Riviera Maya is beautiful. That certainly is a place where we go for that, to have some fun in the sun, to relax, but we can really explore, and we should, the various cultures of Mexico and experience its diversity in its food, in its people, and learn a little bit more about those traditions with the music and with the dancing. And I'm looking forward to hopefully experiencing some more of that on my next trip to Mexico. So, Ricardo, thank you so much for joining me today. And to get more information about Mexico, visiting Mexico, and the cultures of Mexico, what's your website?
VisitMexico.com.
Well, that makes it very easy. VisitMexico.com. Make sure you tune in next week for another fantastic show. Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Gene Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.
Well, welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm your host and travel pro, Javon Harley. Check out the website, travelingculturati.com. Now, Traveling Culturati is all about the style and culture of travel, and this week's culture report takes us to Mexico. We're exploring the existing cultures of Mexico. Now, you may have been there before, and you may be thinking that you know Mexico, but I'm here to tell you today there's a lot about Mexico and its different cultures that you don't know. And on the phone with me to tell us all about it is Ricardo Vilches. who is the Southeast Director for the Mexican Tourism Board. Hello, Ricardo, and welcome to the Traveling Culturati.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad to be here with you today. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I am always happy to explore different cultures, especially ones we think we know so much about. You know, Mexico is, you're our neighbors to the south, and we have a large influence and an influx of Mexicans in America, and we visit Mexico a lot. But I think there's so much about Mexico that we don't know. For example, it's a multicultural and it's a very diverse country.
The visitors, not only from the U.S., from all over the world, come to Mexico to enjoy the sun and beach. But as you mentioned, Mexico has much more than a sun and beach. Mexico has many culture and different areas to visit and to learn from this diverse country that we are. So let me tell you, for instance, we have different regions. If you travel to the southeast, it is very common to go Cancun, Riviera Maya, and have these beautiful hotels. You also will recognize that there is a culture there of the Mayan people that actually, if you pay attention, they are not talking Spanish. They are talking Mayan among them. So it's fantastic how these people preserve tradition because they are Mayans. Alive Mayans. You know?
And I think that's something that we don't know. We think that the Mayan culture is an ancient one, but there are Mayans that are part of a current culture.
Yes, not only a Mayan. You know that we have 15 million people that are originally, let's say, Indians, because the Spanish called them that way. But we have still 15 million people that preserve their own culture, their own traditions, their own language, and are there in the Mexican society every day. And groups like the Tarahumaras in the north part of the country, the Huichol in the west side of Mexico, Mazahuas, the Yaquis, the Zapotec people in the Oaxaca zone, and the Mayan in the southeast. And in the center of the country, well, there are Nahuatl. All these people speak their own language, and of course, it's something that we feel really proud of them.
The Tarahumara name means where the night is the day of the moon. The people are Raramures, and it means the light-footed one, and refers to the oldest tradition of the Tarahumara Indians, and that is running. It's even possible that the ancestors of the Tarahumara Indians arrived from Asia, crossing the Bering Strait about 20,000 years ago. The Yaquis were in many parts of North America. By 1414, the Yaquis were organized into autonomous yet unified cultural and military groups. The Zapotecs are one of the oldest Mesoamerican cultures. They're also known as the Clouds People because they believed they had descended from supernatural beings that lived among the clouds, and when they died, they would return to live in the clouds. The Mayan civilization was one of the most dominant indigenous societies of Mesoamerica. The pre-classic Maya displayed more advanced cultural traits like pyramid building, city construction, and the inscribing of stone monuments. One of the more famous ones being Chichen Itza, a complex of Mayan ruins on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. And then there's the Nahuatl culture. It's a very ancient native group, which is still present today. The Nahuatl people developed before the Aztecs, but in Mexico, you can still find parts of their roots. You said that the indigenous population is 15 million.
All of the groups together are 15 million people. However, the major concentration of indigenous people is located in Oaxaca, that is in the southwest of Mexico. This concentration of so many cultures there, so many languages, make Oaxaca to be very rich in terms of cuisine, for instance. If you ask me what is your best cuisine in Mexico, is Oaxaca cuisine. Probably you have tried the mole, the Mexican mole. That is a fantastic dish with more than 50 different kind of chilies.
I have had some mole. Just to give a point of reference, guacamole is probably the biggest mole, or the one that we know the most here in the United States. It's mole, and then guaca is, of course, avocado. So what is the basis of mole?
The original mole has a mixture of ingredients that were originally from Mexico before the conquer of the Spaniards, and also other ingredients that came from Europe.
Mole in Spanish means to grind, but the Aztec word mole means sauce or mixture. And one of the seven classic moles of Oaxaca is black mole, or mole negro, and it's typically served over chicken. It's made of nuts, chocolate, herbs, and spices, including charred stems and seeds of chiles. It's made into a thick paste and then thinned out with chicken stock.
You can have the best, as I mentioned, the best mole, the best cheese. There is a kind of taco that is called tlayuda, with T-L-A-Y-U-D-A-S, tlayuda, that has pork on it. And of course, you can have for drink a kind of tequila that is recognized as mezcal. That is pretty much the same agave plant, but different region. So we have in Oaxaca, we are very proud of Oaxacan cuisine because of all these combinations.
Now, you talked about a couple of other indigenous cultures. Do they differ a lot between the different indigenous cultures, or are there some similarities across them?
There are very similarities across this culture due to some point in the history. They trade and they live together. The different regions, they travel from one region to other region. They mix them and they learn from each other. So, however, the distance was far. So we can recognize, for instance, between the Yaquis in the north that are very tall people, pretty much like the American Indian that were more tall. And in the Mayan in the south are very short people. And I love this part of Mexico, of Yucatan area where the Mayan people live. And that part of Mexico is a very romantic part of Mexico. In the Yucatan Peninsula, it's very close to Cozumel, Riviera Maya, and Cancun. All this area is, as I told you, is very romantic. These people love music. They enjoy the life. You will find more people wearing white and playing the marimba. The marimba is a kind of piano made of wood that they use some sticks in the hands to hit the different wood.
How does the food differ in that region?
In that region, the habanero chili, that is recognized as one of the hottest chilies. No, it's usually an orange one. An orange chili, small, with a great taste. They use a lot of orange, habanero, and pork. So that combination, imagine that pork with the orange juice and the habanero and beans. Well, it's impressive. I'm starving now.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Makes me want some. I've had the habanero before, and I know it is very, very hot. Much hotter than the jalapeno, I can tell you that. But it does have a wonderful flavor, and I can just imagine pork marinated with orange juice and habanero. That sounds wonderful. What's the name of that dish?
That is called pukchuk.
Pukchuk.
It's a Mayan word. Write it down. Pukchuk, which is amazing.
I will certainly do that. Now let's talk about the traditions.
One important tradition is a dance. The dancers used to dance for many different reasons. You can find that in different cultures, the dancings are completely different. However, the purpose of the dance is pretty much the same. In one region, you can find indigenous are dancing to thank God for the wellness of the year. And they are dancing using masks, and usually they use very rich suits. When the Spanish church arrives, a lot of dancings become to celebrate the descent from the church. So you can have a different party every weekend in many towns of Mexico.
We have kind of shortchanged ourselves in visiting Mexico and not exploring all of the cultures. Of course, we love the sun and the sand because it is beautiful. Riviera Maya is beautiful. That certainly is a place where we go for that, to have some fun in the sun, to relax. But we can, and we should, the various cultures of Mexico and experience its diversity in its food, in its people, and learn a little bit more about those traditions with the music and with the dancing. And I'm looking forward to hopefully experiencing some more of that on my next trip to Mexico. So, Ricardo, thank you so much for joining me today. And to get more information about Mexico, visiting Mexico, and the cultures of Mexico, what's your website?
VisitMexico.com.
Well, that makes it very easy. VisitMexico.com. Make sure you tune in next week for another fantastic show. Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Gene Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.